time now for Relationships with Dr. Hal Green. The show focuses on those relationships that can make us or break us as we talk about a variety of relationship issues. Your calls are always welcome, and you can share with the doctor by calling 563-263-8600. Learn how to succeed in all your relationships with Dr. Hal Green.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm great, Millie. How are you?
Beautiful weather out there.
It is gorgeous. A little chilly, but so clear.
Better than yesterday.
I know. It's going to warm up this week. So therefore, you'll get to get more bike miles in?
I will.
Yay! What are you up to now?
Oh, I don't... Just last week, we were doing 10 every day.
So. Oh, wow. That's great. Ragbri so awaits maybe, you. You'll be ready.
Maybe we'll do like 12. I don't want to push myself too
Gradualism, my dear, which is exactly where I want to go this morning. Was talking to someone who's going to be retiring in the near future recently, and I told this person, whatever you do, do it gradually. Don't be in a hurry, like to move or whatever. You know, take your time. So I want to talk today about something that I sure have had to deal with over the years, but it's easier now that I'm, quote, retired, unquote, which really means I can choose my own agenda rather than being subject to other people's agendas. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk about hurrying. Don't be in a hurry. Yeah. Right. Because when you're in a hurry, you can be dangerous, right? I can be. Carl Jung, you know, the great psychologist, one of the great psychologists of the 20th century, said, hurry is not only of the devil, hurry is the devil. Think about that for a while with all the information and all the constant things we're getting. And the commercial shouldn't be more than 30 seconds, and then you go to the next commercial and the next feed for your Facebook page and the next text and the next tweet, right? It just goes on and on and
on. Just the pressure.
Yeah. But when you're in a hurry, as I say, you could do something you might regret or say something you just wish you hadn't said if you just hadn't blurted it out. When you're in a hurry, it's actually the best time to slow down and engage in self-talk. So let me tell you a story. I don't know, Millie, whether I've, you know, told this story or not, but it was really one that kind of gave me an epiphany as to what I was doing and what I needed to do. Okay?
All right.
So don't stop me if you've heard it before. You're going to hear it again, but if you can just smile and say, yeah, it's a good story, Al, but I've heard it before. Okay. Some time ago, I was in a hurry. I was cooking something. All right? My wife does most of the cooking. I do some, and we sure enjoy it together. But anyway, I was in a hurry because I didn't have an ingredient. You've been there, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. And so I rushed into a grocery store needing just this one thing that I'm sure that store had, but I didn't have any idea where. Ever walked in a grocery store and you just want to grab someone who worked there and say, where is so-and-so? Well, I did that to this young lad. And he looked at me quizzically and said, I don't know. Oh, I had to stop myself from saying something that I would have regretted, like, you know, you're supposed to know these things, aren't you? What are they paying you for? Or, you know, thanks anyway, right? And it's the tone of voice.
But no,
you can
thanks.
Say, thanks anyway. Or you can say, thanks anyway.
Right.
Right. And register your non-approval. Well, anyway, so I just began to go up and down the aisles. And, you know, some stores, they'll tell you the whole aisle what it is. And some stores will only tell you half an aisle. Right?
True story.
So I'm going up and down the aisle. And then I finally found what appeared to be the likely location for this ingredient. So I walked halfway down the long aisle, and I spotted what I was seeking. However, that's not all I spotted. There was a woman on an electric wheelchair parked right in front of what I came for. True story, Millie. Blocking me from reaching down and retrieving it from the bottom shelf and going back on my way and getting back cooking.
Right.
Fortunately, because I have, you know, not always done it, but this time I was able to stop myself from asking her curtly, would you please move? So I could get what I wanted to get out of the store and go home and finish what I was cooking. Watching her furtively searching the shelves, I realized that we were in vastly different places.
Right.
Yeah. I was hurrying because I knew what I wanted, but I just was not able to reach it. Where she, it looked like she was gingerly searching this way and that, but was not finding whatever it was she was seeking. So then here's the kind of the turning moment, Millie.
All right.
And I've asked this to people in counseling. How else could you view this situation? That's a heck of a question. You know, you get rigid in something, but wait a minute. How else could you see this situation? How else might this appear? Slowing down with that question, I realized what she needed me to say was not move aside, but can I help you?
Sure. Yeah.
So that's what I asked her. And brightening up, she looked up with a surprise and pleasantly said, why, thank you. I'm looking for celery seed, but I just can't find it. So I began looking for it, and I found it on the top shelf that would have been out of reach for her as surely as what I was seeking was temporarily out of my reach. Fully extending myself, because sometimes those get pretty high, I grabbed a container of celery seed. Smiling, I handed it to her. About that time, her husband showed up. Apparently, he'd been, you know, some other aisle looking for something else. We all smiled at each other. Isn't that sweet? And then the woman said a hearty, thank you, have a good day. And then they turned and moved away down the aisle. And I reached down and easily got what I had come for. But I was really thankful that I had engaged in self-talk. And then instead of irritating someone because I was irritated, right? Passing along my frustration. I had at least this time passed on an act of helping another in some small way. As I moved through the store on the way to the checkout, I thought about how often, when we are in a hurry, we do not take the time to think about the fact that others may not be in such a hurry, that maybe they could use some help, compassion, or understanding. I realized afresh that we are not here to rush self-servingly through life. It's about me. It's about me. Get out of my way. I want what I want. I want it now. Do. Me. But we're here to slow down and to help others. I left that store with a whole lot more than what I came in there for. What do you think of that story, Millie?
It's a great story, and it just reiterates that it's how our lives are.
Yeah.
It's just faster, faster, more and more, better, better, next thing, next thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not about you, but for years, I don't do it. I mean, for you, when I was working, let's say I had 15 to 20 minutes to get to a meeting or the next thing, but I realized, okay, I have just enough time to go over here into the little side venture, something I need to do, and get it done, and then I can still make the meeting.
Right.
So I rush to that place, get it, and then rush to the meeting, and maybe I'm there in time, and maybe I'm a little bit late.
Right. Yeah.
But how do I feel? Haggard. Now I say,
I feel disconnected.
There you go. Good word. Yeah, disconnected from what?
People.
From people, and maybe, yeah.
Community, and just all of that, you know, that it's just like, and it's, and when you're living life like that, it's such a focus on you, internal focus versus an external awareness.
You mean life isn't about me?
What? Well, no, it's all about you.
Oh, thank you. I feel better. Yes, I'm so glad you could see me today, Emily.
Oh, me
too. Oh, gosh, it's not about me. But when I'm in a hurry, it's all about me and what I'm in a hurry about. But anyway, back to this thing that I used to do. Now I consciously make a decision, no. Go to that meeting, take your time, and if you're there 5 minutes early, you can sit in the car and meditate or just relax and walk in and be calm,
right?
A calmed, therefore hopefully calming presence to other people who will be at the meeting. That for me is so, why did I do that all those years? I don't know. Or getting in the car. How fast are you going? We don't talk about that.
Right.
Yes, it used to be said, and maybe still is, that pastors tend to be a little fast on the highway. Of course, they're in prayer for safety. But they're in a hurry. They got to get to so-and-so's house or the hospital.
Right.
Or whatever it is.
Or service. Yeah.
You know, they used to say, or maybe they still do in the Marine Corps, they did when I was in, hurry up to wait.
Oh, yeah.
Ever heard that?
Hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you got
to
get
how
this.
How I feel
get
when
this,
I'm
get
getting to the doctor's office.
Right. Oh, yes.
Hurry up and wait.
And then you wait.
And then your blood is pressure is rising. Rather than taking the opportunity, prepare for it. Plan. Know that you're going to wait. Like, don't get all, like, do something with that extra time.
Precisely. Do you know what I've learned to do?
See it as a gift. It's called the present.
It is called the present. I like to bring a book that I'm reading.
Yes.
And then I'll take your time. I'm enjoying myself. And I'll bring my tea with me and my little thermos.
Or my knitting. Or I people watch.
Oh, that's fascinating.
People watch. Yes.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Steinle Clinic. It's a great hospital.
Me too.
You see interesting people come in and out of there.
And maybe this sounds bad, but I see folks that I think... I don't have it so bad.
That's true.
That I'm great. It helps me be grateful.
May you never have to go to the Mayo Clinic. I've been there. Let me tell you, and I'm from New York, never in my life have I seen such a breadth of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
You will see people, you wonder how they're alive, whether they're walking or in a wheelchair, and then next to them will be smartly dressed, gorgeous young people.
Mm.
Everything of humanity. I can't say enough about how good the Mayo Clinic is. Their attitude is, come and we'll work you in. Just come on, we'll work you in.
Wow.
Yeah. But you see who's in a hurry and who's not.
Right.
It's kind of interesting. You know, people who work there rushing by and those who are sick ambling along. And maybe they're the smart ones in that. Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, which brings up another aspect. But I think I'm going to wait till after our break to talk about it.
Proud to be the radio station you come home to. This is KWPC, AM 860, FM 95.1.
Hi, this is Jason with Hearing Healthcare of Muscatine. Do you hear but not understand? Do you struggle to understand in a noisy crowd? Is the TV too loud? These may be signs of an early hearing loss, or it could be just wax. At HHC, we offer the most advanced technology and trusted service. Mention this ad and get a free ear check and lifestyle assessment of your hearing. Call us at 563-316-6022 or stop by. We are out by the fairway. See why we are here for Muscatine.
In the course of human endeavor, man has achieved many remarkable things. Sailed the oceans, walked on the moon, climbed mountains, eaten a 5-pound hamburger in a single sitting. Yet still, there are those whose aspirations are focused on even greater things. In the pursuit of agricultural prosperity, they aspire to achieve maximum crop yield for every acre they plant. Aiding in the pursuit of this noble goal is the boron-infused premium potash known as Aspire. Combining these two valuable nutrients in a single fertilizer granule creates a soil nutrient super delivery system unmatched in the history of farming. The fact this valuable soil asset goes by the name Aspire reaffirms its place in the lexicon of agricultural greatness, a greatness that is within grasp by simply using Aspire. Ask for Aspire enhanced with boron at your local fertilizer retailer.
We're back with Dr. Hal Green on The Voice of Muscatine. Bring us your questions or share your thoughts with the good doctor by calling 563-263-8600. Phone lines are open and we'd love to hear from you. You're listening to Relationships with Dr. Hal Green on AM 860 KWPC.
Text lines are also open and that
right.
might be an easier way. 263-8600, exact same number.
Right. Okay. Hurrying. You know what this also applies to? Conversations.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Don't be in a hurry. Been there, done that. Don't rush through a talk. Rather, let there be pauses in your discussions.
Or don't rush someone else. So I'll tell you a true story about myself.
Yeah, good.
Happened on our text line right here. Somebody texted me and said, you know, you were really cutting that guest off. They weren't hardly done with their train of thought before you were saying something, you know, and so like you were kind of right.
Uh-oh.
But no, that's what I love about it. I love the fact that somebody brought it to my attention.
Yeah.
And so then I really thought about it in my daily life as well.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah, we're all in a hurry.
We're exactly. Get to the point. I don't have time to dawdle. Say it. Say it. Give me the punchline. Give me the, what they call in writing, the log line. Mm. Give me the, you know, we, I know when we opened our business, Green's Tea and Coffee, we had this thing about better, the government had a wonderful one-day seminar on small businesses and how to start them, and you had to have a vision statement. And it had to be a vision statement, they said, you could say quick enough so that you're in an elevator, mm-hmm. while the elevator doors are closing, you
your
get it said before
speech.
The, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So ours was food and drink, good for body and soul. Right? Boom.
Sure.
Is that it? No. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you open it. Don't rush through a talk. Rather, let there be pauses in your discussion. See what happens if you take a breath before responding to another and what that person has said.
Do you find that silence has gotten more scary?
It's a bad rap.
In our world. Because there's just so much, like all the, it's just like next thing, and I heard two things at once, and you know, there's just so much buzz all the time that silence is kind of scary. Like, oh, where did she go?
Yeah.
Nothing's happening on the radio.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
We're thinking something's wrong. You know, I've learned certainly in marriage counseling, those silences when a couple just need, those are very important. The gravity of something hits them. Whatever the thing, I've seen paradigm shifts, like light that comes in or light that leaves the room, depending on where they are. You have to let that happen. It's kind of like baking. Oh, I like this now. You can't rush. If it's 25 degrees, or 20, excuse me, 25 minutes at 350 degrees, it's not 15 minutes at 400. Right? Especially when you're baking.
Unless you get yourself a convection oven.
Which we have, but that doesn't mean it's I've been
screwed. Right.
You know, it's the same thing with conversations. Things have to bake. You need to go slowly. How often do you feel that you get to say what you want to say at the speed with which you want to say it without being interrupted by have someone tailgate the last sentence? So that it's already about them, and everything you said has just been passing them by. They haven't got it.
I am totally guilty of that.
Because I
have folks in my life that we call that marinating at our house.
It's
like I got to think on that for a little bit before maybe I have an answer for you or a response because you've really given me something to think about.
I like that, marinate.
And in our fast-paced world, it's like, no, I need it now. I just said that to you, but I want your response like right now.
Now. Don't I need it now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Take it out of the oven. It's only been 5 minutes. I don't care if it's going to be drinkable, right?
Yeah.
The cupcakes will be drinking cakes rather than warm drinking cakes.
Hopefully you bake those in a cup.
Right. Right. The golden rule applies here. You know, in the negative, it's that which is hateful to you. Do not do to your neighbor. Mm-hmm. What if we applied that to communication?
Wow.
If you don't like to be interrupted, don't interrupt others. This is a terrible joke, but it's one that I heard it recently and I've shared it a few times. And sometimes people have gotten it right away or they've looked at it. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Here, this is the joke. The guy says, I've not spoken to my wife in 3 days. I didn't want to interrupt her.
Right. Oh, I was going to say, she's still talking.
Yeah, right.
She's still talking. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my poor husband.
Oh, well, women tend to be more verbal than men, and that's fine. It's learning how to appreciate difference. I remember a couple I worked with years ago, not here, where they were both professionals. She spoke in paragraphs.
Yeah.
He spoke in single sentences. But you got to listen to a sentence. And she would be upset with him because she would maybe throw three questions at him and he wouldn't know which one to go at. So there'd be a pause and then he'd say something. And so we worked and worked and worked on how they could sort of get parity, that he had to say more and she had to give more breaks, ask one question.
Right. One question at a time.
One question at a time. Yeah. Sometimes what we really want is for someone to listen. Just listen to me. Would someone just please listen to me? To hear us all the way through something. Let me get all of this out. You cannot understand if you cannot hear. Mm-hmm. One author said that his definition of insanity was the inability to hear. Of course, for him, it was hear the word, meaning scripture, but it's just true. Having worked at mental hospitals with people, sometimes you can say whatever you want. They just can't seem to take it in. Isn't that terrible?
Yes, definitely. And I think all of us have a little bit of that.
Mm. Oh, sure.
I think all of us have a little bit of that.
Yeah, and the timing, Millie. You know, there's a time we're ready to hear, and there's a time, don't bug me.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if that information is about ourselves.
Yeah.
Then that adds a whole other layer to it.
I know.
And when you're talking about spouses who depending on what the conversation is about. Yeah.
We get defensive so quickly. Mm-hmm. And then when we get defensive, we're often offensive.
Right.
Here's my missile coming at you.
Oh, when I got my text and they were like, hey, you're like totally cutting those people off or you're interrupting. What was my first thought? It was like, well, I'm the interview. I'm supposed to be asking I'm the interviewer. I'm supposed to be asking my next question.
There you go. That's
right. And then as I'm thinking about that statement, I was like, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
Huh. I'll work on that. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. And I've been terribly guilty of it myself. Why? Because I've always got something to say. Yeah. You know, it just the way it is. Accept that. And for me, and just to realize you can't say
it. Well, and I think you have to take it with the best of intentions. Mm-hmm. I think people in general want to help others. I mean, I didn't take it as you're so terrible kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I took it as a, here's how you could be better. Here's how you could make it better kind of thing. So it all depends on how you're taking it in.
Yeah. Right? And if people really think you're taking it in, even if you disagree with them, they're likely to respect you.
Sure.
And not argue with you. You know, the phenomenal research on doctors who are sued versus those who are never sued.
Yeah.
Those who are mensches, who are humane, who listen, who are compassionate, aren't sued. It's the doctors who don't listen or, what's your problem? I know better than you. Whatever it is,
exactly.
Who are more likely to be lambasted in a court of law.
Mm.
Persons have come to talk to me, I'm sure to you too, because they just want me to listen. Not that they expect me to solve anything. They just want someone who hears, and hearing is caring. To listen means to care, conversely. Not to listen means not to care. Even if the person says, I love you, if he or she's not listening, do you feel loved? I don't think so.
So you're using a couple of different words, so I want to ask a question for everybody out there. You're hearing and listening. So are these interchangeable?
Good question. What do you think?
I personally don't think they're interchangeable. Right. I think they're two different things.
All right. I agree with you. How do you see it?
I think hearing happens just without thought. You hear things.
Yeah. There you go.
Listening is caring and listening for understanding what someone is telling you.
And maybe turning and actually facing them,
mm-hmm.
taking it in. Or, as they have it in the Benedictine religious order, listening with the ear of your heart. I love that.
Yeah.
Not just hearing things, but you're right, not taking it in. We hear all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And I do. I'll hear someone's name, but I won't really listen.
Sure.
And I realize 2 minutes in the conversation, oh, God, I forgot your name.
Yes, I'm not the only one.
Oh, and it's embarrassing. I'll say something like, oh, could you, tell me your name again? I usually need it twice. And if I would have read it, I'm very visual, then I would have remembered it, and that's all. Balderdash.
Right.
Just.
I'm really good with faces.
Yeah, I can't even say that anymore. Right. The older I get, the more everyone looks familiar. You know?
Have we met before?
I know. Yeah. I know. Oh. Loving and listening are inseparable. To love means to want to listen and learn about your loved one.
Yeah.
And there is no substitute for the time it takes for that to happen if it's 25 minutes at 350 degrees. It's not 20 minutes, and maybe it's not 30 minutes. It's 25 minutes.
Right.
Now, there are surprising benefits to taking a breath of pausing before you respond to someone after they finish speaking. How do you know that they finished? They may be silent, but they may be ready to give you the main idea. I learned my first year's counseling that sometimes 30 minutes or more into a session, And there the person would finally get to the real issue.
Right.
So if I'm over here addressing this and addressing that, it's like they can say, if they're able to, you know, I haven't got to what I came here for. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, what is it? It's not really about my father. God, it's about my mother, or vice versa.
Sure.
I remember a three-way conversation with two of my very best friends, a couple of guys. Now, nothing changed, Millie, but you've probably seen this. One guy, they're all professional, bright people. Mm-hmm. One guy, he's kind of laid back, you know. He'll say things, but then he doesn't interrupt anybody. He doesn't interrupt. The other guy is full of ideas, and he talks even worse than me. So he'll cut off me. He'll cut off the other guy. But yet we somehow make it work. You know, sometimes I will wait till he finishes for a second so I can say to the other guy who doesn't say much, what was that you started to say? Right? Or I've done that too, where I've cut someone off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, back to benefits. The first is the other will generally appreciate the fact that you are granting time not just for the other to finish, but for what was said to perhaps sink in, mm-hmm. that you're really thinking about it. Yeah. If my mic isn't right. Yeah. How long does it take for comprehension to occur? That is a whale of a question. How long?
It's different for everyone.
It is.
Could it?
Yeah, but sometimes you think people have it and they don't. In addition to our having difficulty listening and giving one another time, we have difficulty comprehending just what is being said and what that means to that person. Together with enhanced appreciation and comprehension, another benefit of pausing is a relaxation in the conversation.
Just to get a breath and clear your mind from,
yeah.
You know.
Slow down and live. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you pause, you may discover greater patience as well as perspective. I remember when we moved from New York City, my wife and I, to Mount Pleasant, where I taught at Iowa Wesleyan College. It was January 1969. I got the job. I wanted to call my wife, but I was having dinner with the head of the psychology department and her husband, who was also a psychologist. Wonderful people. Mm-hmm. And there we were after supper, and I wanted to go home and call my wife to say, I got the job, back. And they were having a conversation, Millie.
Oh, boy.
And she would say something, and it would seem like 5 minutes would go by, and say, well, you know, no, I think it was, and then a few more minutes would go by, and she'd say, well, you know, it was back and forth. It was too slow to be a tennis match or anything, you know? Fast forward 6 months.
Yeah.
Because I was in New York, you know. Boom. My wife and I were sitting in our farmhouse that we had rented in Henry County, where you could see north, south, east, and west,
yeah.
And flat land and see all the storms coming and going. And we were talking one evening, and it hit me. We had slowed down to the same pace.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, are we sort of at an end?
We are. Well, don't you have any quotes from... You always have good quotes.
I know, thank you. I'm going to give you some good quotes. Okay, man hurries, God does not. That's why man's works are uncertain and maimed, while God's are flawless, mm-hmm. and sure. My eyes welling with tears, I vowed never to transgress this eternal law like a tree. I would be blasted by wind, struck by sun and rain, and would wait with confidence the long-desired hour of flowering and fruit would come. Yeah. Well, my friends, if you would like to hear this show, I will shortly, this morning, have it on my website at drhalgreen.com, drhalgreen.com. And my friends, be well, cherish your relationship, slow down together, and enjoy the precious gift of days.
You've been listening to Relationships with Dr. Hal Green. Tune in to KWPC AM 860 each Monday morning at 9 a.m. and find out how to improve your relationships.